Yeah, I'm starting to get all kinds of weird requests on Facebook. What would it be like if all of a sudden Alan left Facebook? It sounds easy enough, right? It sounds like I could just leave, just bounce. And my life would probably be better by a certain degree. But, you know, 90, 95% of my friends or people that I know, I only contact them on Facebook. And yeah, I could get their phone number, like, hey, I'm about to dip Facebook for whatever reason. But I get a lot of laughs on Facebook. That's where I find out about all the karaoke thingies. That's where I find out about, you know, birthdays and people doing shit. It's not that bad. I'm not one of those Facebook haters. You know, those people that you see online. I haven't been on Facebook in like 10 years. Like, they're so proud of it. Like, it's an achievement. Or whatever, like. Okay, whatever. I guess when you get popular enough, you don't really need Facebook, because most of the shit you do is on Twitter or Instagram, and you just cut off all your friends, and you just forget about where you come from, and you're just worried about, you know, your brand or your company or whatever. Your clout! And if that's how people want to live, then that's cool, man. I hear it all the time, like, oh, I only use Facebook, or I only use Snapchat for, you know, my friends back at home. You know, the little people. The ones that don't matter in the long... It's like, whatever. I got Facebook. I message people on it. I do have friends, though, that are too cool for Facebook, and I gotta, you know, find other ways of messaging them. Like Fozzie Bear, you know, he's not on Facebook. So he's real ignorant to the ongoings of Facebook. But I guess that's cool. He seems to be living an okay life, you know. Again, part of me is jealous. I would love to just live in a cyber isolation. Oh, I think I almost saw a crash. But yeah, a cyber isolation, that sounds dope, but let's be real. I got this bullshit. I gotta spread it, and Facebook seems to be the only place I can spread it. If I put it on Twitter or anything like that, it might find someone, but it's one of those things where I don't want somebody just, you know, walking upon this, you know, shitty podcast. It's more of a journal, really. It's more of a, you know, what's Alan up to kind of thing. Which, how many people are I hate to sound self-detrimental or whatever, but is that the right word? Self-deprecating? Yeah. But yeah, no one wants to hear what I have to say, and that's cool. I mean, it bugs me, but what are you going to do? It's my fault for not putting on a good show. But anywho, I have a tea today. I have two teas. Well, I'm going to do two episodes, because I only got 15 minutes each. I have a 30-minute lunch, but I want to eat lunch, you know. I've been hearing a lot about this McDonald's BTS Chicken McNugget meal. And I'm hearing even more good shit about their Cajun dip sauce. So I want to check that out. Hopefully the McDonald's across the street can offer that. Meanwhile, over here at the Central Market, the power went out again. And I'm like, come on, let's buy some actual generators, man. We're living on 1970s technology over here. I mean, it's cute, you know, you want that rustic look, you want the old-timey feel, but come on, man, upgrade. If the HEB over in the hood, where I grew up, has better technology than Central Market, it bothers me, it really does. But what are you going to do? Everyone's running around with their heads cut off. You know, it sucks, but I seem to be doing fine. I got someone kind of circling my car, kind of being weird. This lady. Can't tell if she's lost. She's looking at her phone. Anyway, forget the lady. Sorry, I that was weird. She just, like, circled around my car. And past my window, like, within, like... I get weird when people listen to this live. But she seems to be in another world. So, okay. Yeah, I got a tea. I went over to QT. My boy QT. I love QT. They have everything. God damn it. I mean, I really should stop by QT more often, because they got a lot of, they got a little kitchen in the middle, and they got cool food that they serve, and it's relatively cheap, you know, as opposed to going to a actual place. But they got a good drink selection, they got a lot of teas, a lot of energy drinks, a lot of coffees, you name it, they got it all. Beer, decent beer selection too, if you want your fucking IPAs and whatever have you. It's a good place. By far my favorite convenience store. Even I'll have a lot of auto part type of car shit there too. I think the last time I was there I saw a pretty sweet looking, I forget what it was. It's like a little tether thing to hook onto a thingy or whatever. You don't forget it. You don't care. This is not car talk. This is tea talk. Today I have peace tea, sweet lemon flavor. I decided to just double down on the whole sweet lemon variety. It's the most fair way to get a really true glimpse of all these teas. So I just came to terms with, if I'm going to try out a new brand, it's going to be lemon flavor. I'm sorry, guys. I do this the same way I do all of my beef and broccoli when I go to a Chinese place. It's like, okay, you might have good kung pao, whatever the fuck, but do you have good beef and broccoli? If you can make a simple dish like that, popping and good, then you're a pretty good place in my book. That's my logic. It might be flawed, it might be whatever. It's the way I look at things. So, it's like chicken wings. Is your original buffalo hot flavor really good? I'm not going to roll the dice and check out your Parmesan, rhubarb ginger wings. Like, what? I'm sorry. I'm not that adventurous. When it comes to music or watching a movie, yeah, I'll watch something weird and wacky, surprise me. But if it's food, if it's going to my body, I want to have a good time while I'm eating and have a good time afterwards. I don't want to regret. I'm sorry. I'm just not that kind of guy. I don't like food. I don't know why I threw in that long pause after that. I just... Alright, no, I like food. I can't wait to go over to McDonald's later and see if they have the BTS nuggets. Alright, peace tea, sweet lemon. Let's just have a gulp because I want to hurry up and drink this before it gets warm. This shit's been sitting in my car for 2 days. Alright. So, as I expected, I tried peace tea. It's the one with the little cartoon hand giving the peace sign. And usually has little designs around it. Looks cute. It's got a little artist, label. Sip and scan. Open peacetea.com on phone. Scan icon. Enjoy more. That's cool. It's not a QR code. It's like a circular type of design. That's pretty dope. I like that. QR codes always look weird. It's like, what is this? Did somebody try to print something and it didn't come out right? Is that an image? But I don't understand. I don't understand barcodes, QR codes. But this is cool. It's got little, it looks like a little crop circle from like little aliens made a little design or something. So, shut up. I'm parked right here on the outskirts of the parking lot. I figured, let me go somewhere more quiet and then boom, right, fucking traffic. And one of the busiest streets, fucking Broadway. So, whatever. That's a nice orange Jeep. I'll get a Jeep one day. One of these days. Me and my honey. It'll just be us. Maybe a dog, but probably not. They're just always there, I wish there was more options. Dogs, cats. I wish there was like a dog-sized, like a lizard type of thing. Or maybe like a giant bird. That'd be cool. They just need... I play too much Pokemon. There's too many animals you could just hang out with. And then you go, and you're in real life. And what, you could hang out with a dog? And they never listen? You got to pull 80 hours a week out of your free time to train a dog? To enslave it? And click a little metal thing? And it just seems, it doesn't seem right. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. There's got to be an easier way to befriend dogs. And I know, I see train hoppers and homeless people. They got it down. Them and their dogs are like tight. And I'm jealous of that kind of relationship. I feel like I have that with Xander back at home. My cat friend. He's not really my cat. I don't claim ownership of him, but he's just my pal. I came home the other day, and I'm laying on my bed. And he swoops in. We're just both chilling on the bed. We're just tired of life, you know. We're just trying to, you know, relax. So I just wish there was more options for animals. You know, I could buy a little lizard friend, but, you know, he can be clawing on my shoulder and ruining my clothes. I don't know. It's weird. So Peace Tea. I had this a while ago. I wasn't impressed. And I'm drinking it now. Let me take another sip. It's got a weird sugary flavor. It says cane sugar. Let's see. The ingredients are tea. Oh. Here we go. I knew it. Tea in parentheses, water and tea powder. You motherfuckers. Of course, the Coca-Cola company. I should have known. Shake well before open. Maybe I forgot. I did shake it. Fuck that. I shook it. It says, 75% sugar total. Jesus Christ. Now I'm trying to, you all know this, I'm trying to get away from sugars. I've been drinking Dr. Pepper Zero. I saw the commercial, and I was at HEB, and then I was going to get some soda pops, and I saw the Dr. Pepper Zeros, and I'm like, fuck it, let me do it, because I don't like Diet Dr. Pepper. It just tastes weird and wrong, and it's like, it just doesn't taste right. I'm not about it. But Dr. Pepper, I like Coke Zero. I dig Coke Zero. It's not my favorite Coke. I love regular Coke, whatever, but something about the Zero, I just like how they make the soda, and they just leave out the sugar part, but it still tastes like the drink. They don't try to throw in another fake-ass type of sweetener to try to fool you into thinking, oh, it's still sweet and yummy, but it's healthy, though. It's, you ain't fooling me, homie, motherfucker. So, this stuff, it's not this, this ain't doing that. It's got sugar, but it's got a lot of sugar, like 39 grams, total sugar is 37 added sugars, a lot of fucking sugars, 150 calories, and I'm supposed to drink the whole can. Serving size, one can. Usually it's like two on a can this size. This is a big-ass tall boy. 23 ounces of fucking tea that I'm okay with. Now, my other tea that I bought that I'm going to drink up later is the QT brand tea. And that one's also lemon flavor. I tried to see if they had an unsweet flavor. Just so I could just do that. But I don't think I saw it. I think there might have been an unsweet. But it was like blueberry flavor or something like that. Nah. Well, no, we're doing lemon. We're doing lemon. We're being fair. The tea tournament of power continues. I wasn't anticipating peace tea. I forgot all about it. All about it. I cannot talk. I need to get this tooth taken out of my mouth. This is terrible. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, this is not a bit, you know? Like, there are certain words that I just don't say right because my mouth just doesn't bend that way because of, I've just trained my mouth over the coming weeks to not clench my fucking jaw. Yeah, I need to take care of it. This is pretty terrible. I'm doing all right, but it could be better. I need a good solid operational mouth that doesn't have a dead tooth just rotting in the back. It's not right, man. It's just not right. Another reason to stop drinking so much sugar. Well, let me take one more drink and I'll give you a final score because, you know, we're already at 15. I need to go back. So, all the added and included sugars, cane sugar, it's really just slamming against the powdered tea. It's overpowering it. This is a 3 out of 5. It's not bad. It's not 2 out of 5. I'm going to give it a 3 just because if it was any colder and if today was any hotter, it actually feels really nice outside. It's not as hot and humid as it was yesterday. Yesterday was fucking bullshit. I wanted to kill myself, man. It was terrible. But today, not too bad. This is the aftermath of a big thunderstorm. That's why the power went out here at my work. And it's cool for now. And hopefully it stays cool when I do my second episode of today. Which would be the next episode. It's not the second one. It's like number whatever. Who's counting? Who cares? I care. Alan, believe in yourself. Alan, stop putting your podcast down. People want to listen. One of these days, you're going to pop off and someone's going to go back and review all of these episodes and say, oh man, where did he come from? And they're going to listen to all these. And maybe they'll be bad and they'll be cringing, or maybe they'll listen and say, wow. Wow, that was so pure and honest, and oh man, he's just doing some things, man. Look at him go. And whatever the case may be, this is it. This is all you get for now. Maybe I'll do more episodes. I'll do a real one soon. Maybe do some video. That was always the plan, to do some video footage. I might whip together a greatest hits of the video footage that I did so far. I only did 2 episodes. Never made it to air. It was so bad, but I might be able to salvage some scenes. But until then, you get these little tidbits. Yeah, I gotta go. This is it. Catch you guys later. And I'm gonna... next episode, QT... Lemon, but this episode, Peace Tea, Lemon Tea, 3 out of 5. It was, wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.